Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it hang.
Well, good Monday morning, rodeo fans and making hay maniacs. That's right. It is time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Hay Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off for a, I'm telling you, you talk about, you know, we don't even have to look forward to a rodeo weekend. We are getting a rodeo week. And you fans are going to get it as well right here on Making8.com. And if you guys are tuned in right now, we want to remind you guys to come on over. You got to be a part of this. This is for you, the fans, an opportunity for you guys to get involved. Now, I'm telling you, we've got so much going on. I've been up since the crack of dawn this morning and getting things fired up and ready for this week. It's going to be a big one. Matter of fact, the week is not going to end for about 14 days. So we're hitting the road today. If most of you guys that have been following along know that we are planning a road trip and heading to Houston, Texas in less than an hour. That's right. As soon as this show breaks, we're filling up and hitting the road. Now, here's the deal. If you guys have been following along with Making Hay for any length of time, you know that, well, we have a tendency to broadcast live on the internet our road trips, and we're going to do it right here again today. It is going to be on the road with Making Hay channel, and you can find us at .com, or you can follow along Facebook, Twitter, at Making Hay Network, and make sure that you follow the links to On the Road with Making Hay. Now, that channel is going to change once we get to Houston, as we're going to be broadcasting on the Allied Bull Riders channel. And you can find it right there on Making8.com. You can also find the links on their Facebook page, on our Facebook page. We're going to have a great week down there with Sam Medlock, Reese Cates, Bonner Bolton, Chad Van Amberg. I'm telling you, the list goes on. Craig Jackson, I mean, it is just going to be a fantastic time. You fans are really going to have the opportunity to jump on board here with us and follow along. Now, they are actually there in Houston right now, and they are in training camp. This is something that we have not seen before, and we're going to give you an exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage of what is happening and what these guys are going through. So tell your bull riding friends, tell them if they're interested in knowing what they need to do to start preparing themselves, this is going to be the opportunity to do that. And we will have these question-answer sessions where we'll be streaming live. You guys can sit down with Reese Cates, with Sam Medlock, Bonner, all these guys that are part of Allied Bull Riders, and ask them questions and get direct answers from them, and they'll talk to you about it. That is going to be at 7 o'clock Central Time. And then, of course, right after on Tuesday, it'll go into the Brendan Clark Show and so on and so forth. Yes, you will be able to watch it later if you cannot watch it live. It will be recorded so you can go back on the archives. It'll be on the Allied Bull Riders channel. And, of course, we'll post those links after they broadcast as well on the Making Hay Network Facebook page, the fan page, it'll be on my personal page. So if you guys are tuned in, you can make sure to get over there, follow those links. It'll also be on the Allied Bull Riders fan page. And if you guys have not already, make sure to go over to Allied Bull Riders fan page and like it so you guys can follow along with what these guys are doing. Now, this is just the start of this journey. But before we get into that action, I've got to tell you, did anybody listen to the Short Go Radio yesterday with my good buddy, Mr. Mike Anderson? You know, this guy has laid out this challenge, and I thought, it'll be a fun deal. But this, you know, Mike is really kind of taking this thing to heart. So here's the deal. We are looking for our partner. Now, he gave out his email address yesterday for you guys to submit your top two bull riders that you want to partner up with Mike. But here's the thing. Short Go Radio don't have anything on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, and so we're looking for a teammate. We want your help. I'm going to pick two bull riders. I need help for you guys to pick two bull riders. So you guys make sure to pick two bull riders that you think are going to do, you know, really well during the PBR World Finals next week. You can send it to scottmesick@macon8.com. Go ahead and send those down. So make sure you got your pen and paper ready. Write it down. Scott Mesick, MESICK@macon8.com. Submit your answers, and we're going to partner up with somebody. And when we win, the combined score from my two bull riders and your two bull riders, you got to pick one from the top 15 right now in the standings and another one outside of the top 15. So when you submit those answers, we'll go through and we'll review them. I'll randomly select a partner. Mike will randomly select a partner, and we will compete. Now, when Team Lunch Hour Rodeo Show or Team Macon8.com wins, then Mike Anderson's going to have to fork over a gift card for a restaurant here for myself and for my partner. So should be a good time. We just can't let him get by with that. Now, he had his opportunity on his show, and, man, I'm telling you, it was a great show with Justin Coons. Really enjoyed hearing a lot more from Justin and getting to understand how he got involved with bull riding. So really appreciate Short Go Radio and Mike Anderson for putting that together. We've got some great guests lined up for this week. We also have the bull riders, the Allied Bull Riders, that we'll be hanging out with all week long. We may get them on our show, but I will tell you, we're going to be doing the live video broadcast during the evening, so we're going to kind of let them focus on what they've got to do during the day, and then we're going to sit down with them at night. We're going to recap. We should have some video highlights for you guys to go back and actually review and see how things went during the day, and so that way you guys have an understanding of what they do. And what we'll probably do is do a split-screen deal where we're in the studio sitting down with these guys on one side, and then we'll show you the video highlights on the other. It should be a really cool thing so you guys can watch along and see all the highlights from the day, and then we'll put the cameras on all of these Allied Bull Riders, and we'll ask them questions, and I'll be there to take your questions and your comments, for these guys. And, we're going to sit back and have a good time. This is going to be a great week. But it's just the start. It is just the start of our rodeo trip. We have some breaking news we're going to let you guys know about right after we take our first break. Want to remind you guys, now, while we're doing this Life on the Road series, we're going to be broadcasting live going to Houston this afternoon right after our show. We do have a link posted up on the Live Event Center page on Macon8.com. Go over there. If you guys want to help contribute, help pay some gas money, we would certainly appreciate it. And you guys can help support the road trip as we get down here and bring you all the action right here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. And, would be our pleasure. We're happy to do it for you guys. But, every little bit helps, and we sure do appreciate anything you guys would be willing to donate for us. And we'll make sure to mention your name as well. And if you guys are interested in a sponsorship deal, make sure to contact me after the show. Shoot, we'll even put the deal on agreement on the live video stream going down to Houston. So make sure to stay tuned, guys. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Rodeo Monday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Got to the job site at a quarter past nine. And somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we are kicking things off on a rodeo Monday afternoon. That's right. Most folks are saying, well, it's Monday. What the heck is going on with rodeos this week? Well, guess what? We are heading to Houston. If you guys have not been following along, well, shame on you. But we are heading to Houston today, right after this show airs. We'll be streaming our road trip live on the internet. You can stop over at Ustream or go to making8.com. You can check us out on the Road with Making 8 channel. We'll be broadcasting there. We'll have an open chat room. We'll be looking to, you know, trying to keep our eyes in between the white lines. But, you know, we'll glance down here, take some comments or whatnot if you guys want to give us a call. It's going to be a great time. You may or may not want to listen to everything. You know, I have had been known in the past to do a little singing, and I certainly cannot sing. But anyhow, you know, it's always a lot of fun. We have ourselves a great time right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we want you guys to tag along with us. You know, last time we made our trip from Louisiana to Oklahoma, we broadcasted the whole time, and we had a lot of fans hanging out with us, and it really gave you guys an experience. You know, some of our fans have never been to Texas or Oklahoma, and we kind of gave you that firsthand look, and you guys got to be our traveling partners. So guess what? We're going to do it again right here. And, you know, it's really, like I said earlier in our show before our break, this is really just the beginning. This is where it really gets started. We're going to hang out. This is like a training camp that you would see other sporting events, basketball, football, baseball. Everybody gets together and does this training camp. Well, now that the season is over on the Built For Tough Series, with the exception of the PBR World Finals next weekend in Las Vegas, they are starting off their Touring Pro events and starting accumulating money earned and points to get themselves back on tour and make sure that they're in that top 40 slot come January. And when they make that first cut, you want to be in that top five in the Touring Pro division. So this is the time where these guys get out there and make those points. Well, training camp starts right now for the Allied Bull Riders, and we are going to have an opportunity to give you the firsthand look at what it's going to be like for these guys to go through that training. So make sure that you guys are tuned in. We have a channel set up. The links are posted on Facebook, Twitter, MakeIt8.com. You can find under the Live Event Center page or the Allied Bull Riders channel. You can find them both right there. So you can log, you know, you'll see when we're streaming. It should be 7 o'clock Central Time. We'll let you know if anything changes, but that is the set time right now, is to do it. 7 o'clock Central Time is what we're looking to bring out. And it will be a question-answer session. This will be an opportunity for you to sit down with these guys and ask them questions about what they're going through, what their future holds, what they're looking like. You know, yeah. You know, it's one of those deals where I really think that you guys will enjoy it, whether you're a bull rider and wanting to learn more about, you know, the training and what these guys are going through, or whether you're a fan. And then you're going to have an opportunity to see these guys all season long, whether it be at a Touring Pro event or hopefully the Built Ford Tough Series, which is the goal that these guys are looking to do. And you've seen a lot of these guys on the Built Ford Tough Series, in particular Reese Cates, you know, but Sam Medlock, you know, he's going to be coaching these guys. And I'm telling you, if you guys have not been to the Allied Bull Riders channel, go down and check it out. There's a great, like a 12-minute video on some highlights of Sam Medlock. And, you know, really have an opportunity to see this guy ride and see how he does. I think you'll like it. So, anyhow, we're fired up. We've got the Ustream up and ready. We've got the chat room opened over there. We're going to be hanging out there in just a little bit. But we've been talking about this is just the beginning. And I know that a lot of you fans are excited and kind of sitting back going, well, what else is in store? Well, if you guys know, the Allied Bull Riders are heading to Little Rock, Arkansas Friday and Saturday night. They're entered up in a Touring Pro Division event down there. Well, guess what? It looks like right now the possibility is pretty strong that Megan 8 and myself will be there in Little Rock, Arkansas Friday and Saturday night for this Touring Pro Division event. And we may have some video footage that we'll be able to broadcast later on. You know, when we can get back together with these guys. So you guys may be wondering, well, when is that going to happen? You know, when are we going to have another chance to get all the way back down to Houston or whenever? Well, here's the deal. We're going to be in Houston today through Thursday. The itinerary deal is that we're going to be hitching a ride with somebody that y'all know pretty well, and it looks like it may be my good buddy, Mr. Rob Smets. Now, it's not official yet, but it looks like this is the deal. This is kind of an answer to prayer as we've been trying to figure out how we can make things happen. Well, Rob's heading off Friday morning to go to Little Rock, Arkansas. We'll be there with him. We'll be down there with the Allied Bull Riders hanging out for 2 days. Then we're going to hitch a ride from Little Rock, Arkansas, all the way out to the bright lights of Las Vegas. That's right, rodeo fans. It looks as though Megan 8 is going to be there with the Allied Bull Riders, Rob Smets, all the guys from the Heroes and Legends reunion. We're going to make it happen. So we will have radio broadcasts. We'll have live video streams going on. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to be out on the road. And it's really an interesting story on how this whole thing. I was talking with Sam yesterday, and I said, man, you know, we're really having hopes that we can make it to Vegas. I'm going to try to sell some sponsors or whatever the case may be. Now, I will tell you, we're still on a light budget. And if you guys are interested in doing some promotional things during this time, this is going to be a great opportunity, as we will be there at the PBR World Finals. We'll be there for the Heroes and Legends. We'll be doing some live video streaming with the Team Allied Bull Riders and Sam Medlock and all the guys out there, Reese, and there'll be a lot of these guys entered up. Chad Van Amberg, I believe, is entered up in the ABBI, so it should be a really cool thing to sit back and watch. And we'll see how these guys progress over the next 2 weeks as they're going to be traveling together. They're going to be training together. This is where we're going to kind of get that initial reaction to see how these guys are going to work out. So we're going to be with them for the next 2 weeks, and we're going to be able to follow along. And you, the fans, we're going to carry you, the fans, with us. So make sure to get ready because it is going to be exciting like none other. Now, I was really hoping that we could make it to the Ada Bullfights down here in Ada, Oklahoma, but unfortunately, not going to be the case. As, you know, we have the opportunity to be out there with these guys and to help get things started and get you fans aware of how bull riding is going to be changing for the positive. And, you know, this is a very, very cool opportunity, and we are proud to be with Team Allied Bull Riders. And to have the opportunity to hang out with Rob Smets and so many of those guys there at the Heroes and Legends reunion, man, I'm just so excited for it. I really am. So you guys make sure to hang tight and follow along with Making Eight. Now, we'll let you guys know more in the week as we get along during our radio broadcast and on our video broadcasting on how things are going to lay out. The initial deal has been set. It looks like it's going to be in place, and we'll be ready to rock and roll. So there's the opportunity for you guys to be able to find out. And hopefully you guys will be there. Maybe we can even see you guys in Vegas and give you guys an opportunity to hang out with us firsthand. And there's so many of you guys that we have not had the opportunity to meet yet, but there's so many more that we already have, and we are just excited for it. So anyhow. I've been up here talking and talking and talking. Want to remind you guys that if you guys want to call in, feel free to do that, 646-915-9940, and make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk with us. But, yeah, you can bet this is going to be an exciting, exciting 2 weeks, and you guys are going to get a lot of bull riding action brought to you right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. So do not miss out on the opportunity to tune in, to watch us on the video streams, whether it be a road trip and give you guys the experience of what life is like on the road, or whether it be sitting down in Houston, Texas with the Allied Bull Riders, showing you guys some highlights of what these guys are going through in their training camp and how things are getting put together for that. You know, it's just going to be a lot of fun. To the bright lights of Vegas. And then, of course, looks like you know, myself and Rob will be hitting the road, heading back to Texas, and then I'll just pick up my truck and head from Texas back on up here to the great state of Oklahoma sometime after the finals. So, anyhow, I see that Denise had won some tickets to the PBR World Finals, and she's on the pros and cons list, and I don't know if we're on the pro or the con side of coming out to Vegas. That may be a whole lot of trouble, but, yep, you can bet the bright lights of Vegas is where it's going to be at. And, you know, the Allied Bull Riders are going to be down there, and I'm telling you, we're just so stoked to have that opportunity to be there. And, you know, I think that you guys are going to really enjoy sitting down, talking with these guys, getting to know them a little bit more, and, you know, and then being able to follow them along the entire 2012 season. As we're going to give you guys updates, and whether it be through our radio shows or whether it be through video clips, and we do some video broadcasting in studio or otherwise, you guys are going to have that opportunity to, you know, see how these guys are progressing and how they're working as a team. And this is, you know, just like the Brazilians, you know, they're kind of that unofficial team. Well, we are, you know, the Allied Bull Riders are kind of forming that official type team, and we're going to see how these guys progress. Now, if you guys were listening in on our show, or if you guys were in our chat room earlier, you may have seen a comment in regards to one of our fans, and I did not realize it until this morning, but our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton, actually has a birthday today. With that being said, hopefully she'll turn her computer down and maybe answer her phone.
Hi.
Well, hello, Miss Melanie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, listen, we are just so excited. I hear that it is your birthday today.
Yep.
Yeah. So how old are you now?
13.
13? Holy cow. So this is your first actual teenage years, huh?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know me. You know how I am, right? You've known me for how long now? Almost a year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've been following along and so dedicated. You followed along our road trips. You know how I get when I get behind the wheel of my pickup truck, right?
Okay.
So you know that I have a tendency to do some singing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do it for you right now, but I am going to play a song for you. This is my birthday wish to you. So happy birthday, Miss Melanie.
Thank you.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
That's right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Melanie, our biggest little fan. Happy birthday to you. So there you go, Miss Melanie. Happy birthday, darling.
Thanks, Scott.
Now your ears are probably bleeding from my singing, right?
No.
Still pretty close. Well, I hope you get lots of good presents and you have yourself a good birthday.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Well, guys, of course, we have to wish Miss Melanie a great birthday. So all day long, the key is you've got to wish her a happy birthday, and I really appreciate her. She's such a good sport, and she really is our biggest little fan. She's only like, I don't know, she says 80 pounds. I say around 60, so we'll split it down the middle and go with 70 pounds. But she is just a tiny little thing turning 13 years old today, and I want to wish her the best on this day. So I apologize to all of the fans that are out there. I think that we have lost a bunch, and I don't blame them for actually having to put up with my singing. But anyhow, with that being said, rodeo fans, it is time to get things fired up here on a Monday. What do you say? I'm ready. I'm ready to hit the road. I'm ready to pull out right now, but I don't want to lose service and end up dropping our internet during our radio show. So we're going to hang out right here, but I'm telling you, it's going to be great. It's going to be great, and we're getting ready to broadcast live and do our live video streaming from the great state of Oklahoma to Houston, America. So y'all make sure to stay tuned. We're going to take another short break, fans. When we come back, well, let's talk more bull riding, more rodeo action. Phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you have questions, comments, or always looking for your cowboy logic, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here on the Megan 8 Rodeo Network.
Hello, rodeo fans. This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne. We've been to Fort Worth. We've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making A Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
To get over to the makingeight.com
and find us there on the road with Macon 8 channel, and we'll be streaming our road trip live. You have the opportunity to be our traveling partner. We want you guys to hang out with us. Make sure to post the link and share it with your friends, and let's all come over here and hang out and have ourselves some fun on a Monday afternoon as we hit the road. And we get things geared up. Now, I will tell you that we do have a we do have some guests lined up this week, and I think you're gonna like them. I really do. This is a great opportunity for you guys to check in and gear up and get ready for the PBR World Finals. And of course, we're gonna have an opportunity to work with the Ally Bull Riders this week. This weekend they'll be at a Touring Pro event in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we will be there as well, as it stands right now. And, of course, then we'll be taking off and hitting the road, heading to Las Vegas, and we'll be out there for the Heroes and Legends reunion. And we look to hopefully meet up with a few more of you Macon 8 Maniacs out there. Should be a great time. I'm seeing some comments coming in our chat room right now about some hints towards the guests. Well, no, you guys just got to stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You guys will see the highlights as we get out there and start promoting them each day. So make sure to get ready to get a grip, because it's about to get wild down here as we start gearing up for the PBR World Finals. Now, just to remind you guys, Mike Anderson of Short Go Radio, and he is listening on the phone lines right now. But he has issued a challenge to Macon 8 and to our fans over here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Now, I know a lot of you guys are on both sides, and that's fine. You can submit different bull riders to each team, or you can submit the same. We're going to randomly select. It'll be two different people, one for Mike's team, one for our team, and we're going to go head-to-head with Short Go Radio. And we can't let this guy come out here and talk like he did yesterday on his show about how they were going to put it to us. So we're looking for a partner. So you guys make sure to send in your emails. Now, if you missed yesterday's show with Short Go Radio, Mike Anderson, you can find the archives. Go back and listen to it. He does issue his email address, so you guys can submit your answers anytime between now and next week, and we will lock in our partners next week. So make sure to do that, and we'll see how this thing goes. Going to be a lot of fun. We're competing for dinner tickets from the other team, you know, and primarily the actual gift certificates will not be coming from Mike's teammate, but actually from Mike at Short Go Radio. So, I think we've got a pretty good competition going on here, and I think that we can put something together. So, I'm seeing some of our comments coming in the chat room, and it sounds like some of you guys are going to actually be missing breakfast so you can stay in and watch the On the Road with Macon 8 road trip as we head to Houston, Texas here in just a few minutes. So, that's pretty awesome. But don't miss breakfast, please. We're going to be here for the next several hours, so you can always check in with us and do what you need to do. We don't want to hold you up. We don't want to get you in trouble at work, and we don't want you to miss any work. So make sure that you guys get over there and hang out with us. It is what it is, and we are excited to be getting on the road. I may even break out of here about 10 minutes early, so we do have our phone lines open. If you guys want to jump on board, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, we have thrown a lot of information at you guys here in the last 40 minutes or so. So we'll kind of break things down once again. Obviously, yesterday, Short Go Radio, we've been talking about it last week, but, you know, Mike has issued us a challenge, and we've got a little contest going. We want to get you guys involved. Speaking of the devil himself, no, I wouldn't call him a devil, but because he's been more of a kind of one of those cowboy protectors or lifesavers, if that's what you want to call him, right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, Mr. Mike Anderson. Mike, what do you say?
Hey, Scott, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, well, you know it, man. About ready to hit the road and head on down to Houston. What do you say?
Man, well, I'm really excited for you. I know you got a big show lined up the rest of the week. Going to be down there with Reese Gates and Sam Madlock. Great guys. Going to have a, a lot of really cool bull riders and involved in that Allied Bull Riders team down there. And he's talking about the challenge that I issued. I'm really looking forward to it because it's going to get the fans involved in what we're doing. I really look forward to having them submit their entries. And I think it's going to be a good friendly challenge. But I do think with the entries that I've seen that has come into my email address so far, I do think I've got a very, very good chance of pulling this out against you, Scott.
Is that right? Well, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes there, Mr. Mike Anderson. Now, I like this challenge as well. I think it's going to be great. Now, for the fans that may be tuning in here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, since I've got you on here, what is your email address where they can submit their top two, their two picks, one of them in the top 15 and the other one outside of the top 15?
The email address to submit your entries is MikeRodeoMan79@yahoo.com. Again, like Scott said, entry one guy in the top 15 and one bull rider outside the top 15. And we will put my two along with your two, and the total score out of all four bull riders for the complete event at the PBR World Finals will hopefully be more than the making 18, and we'll get to go out to dinner.
Well, you can hope, Mike, but I think it's wishful thinking because we have the insight, and we're going to be out there during the PBR World Finals, so we're going to be able to talk to some of these guys firsthand. So I think I actually have a leg up. I think everybody's going to want to be partners with me, and we'll just have to wait and see how it goes, man. But just make sure. Now, I will tell you that my dinner will probably have to be Applebee's. And make sure it's a good one, man, because I eat a lot. Even though I'm a skinnier guy, these young skinny guys like to eat their steak. So I'm definitely looking for a steak dinner there, Mr. Mike.
As long as you don't sing, Scott, we'll be okay. I just wanted to bring this to you. Over this past weekend in Columbus, what a really cool event, and it really sets the tone for the PBR World Finals. JB actually settling in and covering a few bulls before the finals. And really kind of set the tone and get everybody into the mode of getting ready for it. What did you think about the event this weekend?
I thought the same thing. Same way with a guy that we haven't talked about here recently, but one that is always a fan favorite. You know, we love to watch him dance week in and week out, and, of course, that is Ben Jones having another great week. But, another one that we have not talked about coming off an injury, Renato Nunez. Man, I'm telling you, what is that? What kind of tone? I mean, you've seen him come right out there. Now, you see all of the other Brazilians, and you know that Renato has been out there with him. He's been traveling with him. He's been working with him outside, back home during the week, just like these Allied Bull Riders are going to do. And then you see him come out there on his first event back and be successful like he was. Man, what does that say,
Well, I'll tell you what it says. It says that even though we're Americans, we're going to root for the Americans as well as the Brazilians. I wish them all the best. But it just tells you that these Brazilians are for real. They're not here for a short time and go back home. They are here for real, and they want to win world titles, and I want to take them world titles back home to Brazil. So this is where your Canadian bull riders, your Mexican bull riders, and especially your Americans have to really step it up. And I'm excited to see what Sam is doing down there in Houston, because that is really what I believe our bull riding family needs to do. They need to come together and help each other and make each other better, because you see it in all these other sports. A lot of team sports, they do this exact same thing every year. Even though bull riding is not per se a team sport, we can still come together as a team, make each other better, and be proud of each other as we're going down the road.
Yep. Well, this is truly something that they do need. And, man, I'm looking forward to getting to Houston. I cannot wait. I'm only sorry that I had to miss the first day of it, I really think that these guys are going to set the tone coming into the 2012 season. And I think we're going to start seeing some pretty quick results as these guys really start to form that bond. And then they get out there to Little Rock, Arkansas this weekend, and then, of course, they've got some events going on, the ABBI deal and whatnot out there in Vegas. I think we're going to really see some pretty big results, and so everybody's going to have to stay tuned. But, man, I'm looking forward to it. And then, of course, the PBR World Finals, man, you just can't say enough about what these guys did this week coming into it, you know. And, of course, we had guys like Cody Lostro on our show on Friday, and then he turns out and makes a good ride. But I think you've seen a lot of guys step up to the plate, and it really set the tone going into the PBR World Finals.
That's one thing that's always made that Columbus event very special. They've all, that last event, 99% of the time over the last few years, has been the Columbus event. It's always made it special because this is the event right before the World Finals where everybody wants to step up their game and know that they're prepared for the finals. And now they're going to, most of these guys are going to go home and they're going to relax and they're going to let the body relax until the World Finals. But this event really proves to be one of the best events in the whole entire year. And I'm excited about the World Finals as well. You know, to see a guy like Renato come out there, Cody do great. And I'm going to tell you, a guy that I had on my show yesterday, don't be surprised if Justin Kuhn goes to the World Finals and makes some very good rides and maybe bring a little bit of that money back home to Arkansas, because he is determined to show what he can do, and he is determined to show that he's there on the Bill Ford Tough Tour for a long time.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. And I do have to comment on that. Was a fantastic interview with him, man, and we really appreciate you taking the time out to sit down with Justin. Great guy, great young kid, and I really cannot wait to see what he can do there towards the finals as well. You know, I like the guy, I really do. I had an opportunity to meet his wife there in Tulsa, and, man, they're just great people. And, you know, they certainly won me over as a fan, and I cannot wait to see how he does out there at PBR World Finals.
No doubt. Well, Scott, well, I want you to have a safe trip down there going to Houston and enjoy yourself. And really, I'm looking forward to the video stream because I really think this is going to be the new wave. And we're going to see more of these little factions, teams like this come together and try to help each other, make each other better. And I'm really looking forward to it, and just have a safe trip. And I really appreciate it, Scott.
All right, Mike. Well, listen, buddy, thank you very much for that. And, well, like I said, don't be too upset coming to the end of the PBR World Finals. But you make sure to analyze. And one more time, what is your email address?
My email address to send your entries for the contest is MikeRodeoMan79@yahoo.com. Send them in, and we'll randomly select one fan to be on the Short Go team. And if you haven't already, go into Facebook and like my fan page, The Short Go, and really excited about who I'm going to pick. I think we've got a really good – I've got a bunch of good people that has selected some fantastic riders so far, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good deal. Well, we just put our email address out there today, and so we will have to take a look ourselves and kind of see how it's going. I won't be able to see my emails till later on this evening, but they're going to have an opportunity to submit both sides, and then you'll pick your partner and I'll pick my partner. I don't know. Should we flip a coin to see who gets first pick of their partners or what?
You know, this is what I'm going to tell you, Scott. I'm going to let you go ahead and pick your partner first. Because in the end, you will be eating our dust.
Oh, wait a second. Now, Mike, here's the thing, though. I'm going to be in Vegas, so I'm going to have a little bit of an insight as to how the finals are going to progress. I think that, you know, and I don't want you to use that as an excuse as to the reason why you guys didn't win. So I think that you should be the one to have first pick of your partner, man. I'm a gentleman. And I think that I'm going to go ahead and allow you the opportunity to make your pick first. And we'll do it next week. How's that sound?
Well, I'll take that deal, Scott.
All right. Sounds good, Mr. Mike. Well, listen, man, thank you for your call. And, yep, definitely make sure to tune in all week long to Making8.com as we bring it to you on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
All right. Thanks there, Scott.
All right. All right, guys. Mike Anderson, Short Go Radio. I'm telling you, it's getting hot. And we're going to give him an opportunity to make his first pick. And, yeah, I like it. I like the idea. So you guys make sure to submit your answers. You can enter, submit them to Mike Rodeo Man, I believe it's 79, at yahoo.com. I think that was the one. And if it's wrong, I'm sorry. You'll have to go back and listen to the archives. Says, I did not take notes, and I apologize. But if you want to submit your answers to make an eight as well, because you can enter up on both sides, and we'll allow Mike to pick his first teammate, and then we'll pick somebody else. Submit your two bull riders, one in the top 15, the other one outside the top 15, to Scott Mesick, ScottMesick, at Making8.com. Thank you, Miss Emily, for posting that out there. And you guys make sure to get your answers into both sides. You guys can play both sides. Even if you haven't listened to the Short Go Radio, and if you haven't, then shame on you. Great interview yesterday with Justin Coons, and you want to make sure that you can get over there and listen to that. And, man, I'm telling you, it's just a great interview. But, you know, Mike has had so many greats on his show. I mean, he's got guys like Donnie Gay, which was fantastic. I really enjoyed that show, you know. But he's got so many guys that have been on his show, you know, right, just like the Lunch Hour Rodeo show. And we've got a lot more coming your way. So, sounds like Emily has got her picks on both sides already. And, well, I know you guys are excited about it. So, anyhow, I do have to throw at you some cowboy logic for the day. Courtesy of our birthday girl, our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie. We want to make sure we can do this before I forget it there at the last minute. So, here's your cowboy logic today, courtesy of Miss Melanie. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today, well, today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. And I'm telling you what, wow. Man, that gave me chills. Something to think about all day long. There is some great cowboy logic for you, courtesy of our good friend and one of our biggest little fans, Miss Melanie Britton, who turned 13 today. So thank you again, Melanie. Man, just great words of wisdom, and we really, really do appreciate it. So it's just about that time, rodeo fans. We're going to start winding things down. We will be following up right here on the road with Making 8. I just got to fill up my gas tank here real quick and stop off, and it'll be time to hit the road. So you guys make sure to do that. Make sure to get ready, because it's about to get wild. So we're not going to waste any more time, rodeo fans. We're going to go ahead and shut the show down about 5 minutes early. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and remind you, Lunch Hour Rodeo Show tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central Time, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, with Allied Bull Riders. So make sure to stay tuned until tomorrow, rodeo fans. Make sure to get over here to Making 8 on the road with Making 8 channel right here on Making8.com and the Making 8 Rodeo Network. We'll see you shortly.
Looking at me with them beady eyes. that differ much. Right now I wish I'd have stayed in school, but I had to be a rodeo cowboy fool. And I'll bet my daddy'd sure be proud if he could take a look at his son right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road, and need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo? In a Cadillac, she got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down, she just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road, ain't need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if your passion is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Thanks for tuning in with Making8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio.